Did you notice that I bought a new dress that looks like every other dress that I own?
Yes.
I'm just making fun of myself.
Yeah. Should I wear the black dress? Hold on. I got another one. How about this black dress? Hold on. How about this black dress?
It's like Posh Spice in the Spice Girls movie.
The little Gucci dress.
Oh, the little Gucci dress.
We're such girls.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. Over there is Sage.
Yo.
Taryn should be here shortly. She was in a meeting, but we didn't want to wait for her.
Ugh, work.
But we have a special guest on today. It is our new intern who goes by Friday on a different radio show. Hey, welcome to our broadcast. The broadcast.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm new. I don't know what I'm doing.
She's lying. She knows what she's
doing. You already called Steve a butt on air today, so that was pretty cool.
I know, and they made a drop out of it because they're butt faces.
And that was literally it. She called him a butt. It was awesome.
I like you already.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, young lady. If you need a minute to think, we can give out the phone number.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You should do that. That'd be great.
Okay. So we do have a phone number that you can get a hold of us gals, broads, I guess. It is 253-271-9343. And then you can also send us an email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And then also Twitter, Instagram, Facebooks, all those.
Yep. No Snapchat yet. That's a lot.
No broadcast 999. I'm the only one who posts to our Instagram, let's be real.
Well, to be fair, I have like 5 Instagram accounts on my phone that I'm in charge of, and they won't let me put in another one. Otherwise, I would. So I have to log in and out of one of them, log out. I'll just send you pictures to post. How about that?
Yeah, just send me pictures.
And I'll have you post them. Hey, Sage, post this whenever.
Yeah. Because I feel like the last like 9 are from me.
All right, I'll take something today. Do feet tattoo. I'll take a picture of my feet tattoo. I don't know if I've talked about that yet, but I got new feet tattoo, so I'll do that.
Sure did.
Anywho's. So, going back to you, Friday.
Oh, hot damn.
Okay, so what are you going to school for right now? Or what school are you going to?
Yeah, right now I'm at Green River College, now that we're not a community college, I guess. But, I'm going to Green River College for my pre-professional in broadcasting, which also includes some short certificate, because you can either go for the certificate or the AA or get both.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going for the AA. I guess I've interned on a couple other shows we have there, but never really on air stuff. They'd never let me near a mic either, because the host was a control freak and was like the only one that would talk. Or they just had me collect music and that was it, and I never got on air and I just sat there for the entire show.
And now you're on the broadcast, so who's laughing now?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just really lucky to have some really good people to be able to recommend me for everything that I'm doing right now. So I'm like super psyched about everything and stuff.
It's
so
pretty baller.
What's your dream job?
Honestly, my dream job, I don't know, something music, something, I don't know, like, I was actually
I was a classical music
performance major before I switched to radio, because like I took like one radio class just because I needed like a summer class so I would feel like I wasn't lazy and then like radio just kind of like sucked me in. But before that, I've been trained for like over a decade now, classically, for singing, for flute, for bassoon. I've played Carnegie Hall.
Whoa.
I'm so jealous. I'm so musically challenged.
Yeah, same here.
I can't sing. I can't play any instruments. I've tried multiple. Can't do it.
No, you know what instrument hates me is anything that has strings on it. Even like just a normal acoustic guitar. Like they conspire against me and no.
Yeah, okay. It's like, oh, I'm so bad, but I'm so great at everything else.
Yeah, shut up.
Sure, let's put it that way. You don't want to hear me on a French horn. It's horrible. It's really horrible.
You don't want to hear me on a, like, kazoo.
Well, to be fair, nobody wants to hear anybody on a kazoo. But
I like kazoos. No, I'm just kidding.
Unless you're Weird Al. In which case, kazoo away.
Right.
He could do anything. He could make a song out of a screaming cat and people would still listen to it.
I think he's coming, actually, I think tomorrow or sometime this week.
Oh, really?
He's going to be performing, I think, doing something at the Woodland Park Zoo, which is actually kind of cool.
Why is he not on the broadcast? He's got long hair.
Yeah, he can He's pretty awesome. He just surpasses anything. He doesn't have to be man or female. He's just
kind of like Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw a look on both of your faces.
It's like, that makes sense.
Okay.
We would have him on the podcast, on the broadcast, in a heartbeat. No questions asked. Either of them, actually. But give us a few of the things, three things about yourself, like that, you know, about what you like or your personality. Just three random things.
Oh, hot damn.
No pressure.
What's your favorite movie?
Right now it's probably Winter Soldier. When it went on demand, I swear to God, I watched it at least 50 times, not even joking. And I haven't seen Civil War yet because my work schedule and then the internship, you know, it's kind of like, what the heck is my schedule doing? But Winter Soldier, it's just like so much character development and it's like friendship and...
You're gonna love Captain America: Civil War, then.
I've never seen any of the Captain America.
You're missing out. Something's wrong with your brain.
You're missing out because Chris Evans, and especially in I think it was the last Avengers movie.
He's hot, but he's not my favorite Chris.
No, but he's still hot. You get all of them. He like rips apart a log with his bare like his arms.
That's a little lumberjack fantasy for me, and I like that.
Oh God, girl, you need to watch these movies just for the eye candy, and they do it gratuitously because this is in the trailer. So what? I'm not spoiling anything, but there's one where he grabs a helicopter and he's trying to keep it from going off, and it's basically a at me flex shot. Because there's one where he like even like moves his arm, and I'm sitting here like,
That's you know.
That kind of an action. I was just like, hi. Girls can be kind of scummy too sometimes, and I'm okay with this.
I am always scummy.
I don't know. Something like I've been liking about Marvel lately is like the movies themselves, like you get fan service for like people that like girls and people that like guys. It's like a two-way street with their fan service. It's great. Even though it doesn't do anything for you, I'm like, I like that. That's cool.
What's your favorite band right now?
Oh God, if I say it. I don't know.
Say it.
Black Veil Brides.
That's a good one.
They're always my band. Actually, the pants I'm wearing right now I got from their lead singer because I like them that much. I have a lot of memorabilia. Then
how did you get their actual pants that they wore?
Yeah, it's Andy Biersack's studded up, ripped, shredded pants.
Or is it like when somebody like you know Kanye West makes a clothing line? Is it their clothing line or is it their actual pants?
Andy doesn't have a clothing line. These are honest to God out of his closet.
How did you get those?
His newlywed wife Juliet and himself. They'll put up stuff every once in a while for sale on an app that I like to use. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. I don't know. I don't go for like memorabilia that like it sits there. I like to be able to, you know,
get use out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Repurpose
so,
it.
Yeah. So I'll get because Andy's like, apart from the fact that I just admire him as a singer greatly and the band I love to death. But like style inspiration for me. So,
What app is this?
It's an app called Depop, so it's like DEPOP, and it's just like a bunch of secondhand stuff. Like, I've gotten Balmain boots off of there that retailed like, what was it? They retailed at like $1,605. I got them for $600.
Still,
I know, but it's like, it's just like retailing stuff and secondhand, and you can get stuff so cheap. Just because it has a tiny little scratch on it. And it's like, oh, well, that just depreciated the value on the retail market by like $600 or something. And it's just like this tiny little scratch, and it's like,
I'm just going to pretend that you stole them from his closet.
Yeah.
I like that story.
That actually be kind of funny. He stole them from his wife when you were hanging out with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Andy, though, like he's like the, for the band, he's like the eye candy of the band, basically. Like, he's like 6'2", like skinny guy, blue eyes and stuff. So, you know, he's like the heartthrob of everyone. And it's kind of funny to watch everyone go and scream, like, you know, while they're up there, I like your babies! And well, there are these like 12-year-olds in the audience. It's like great.
I'm going to Rob Zombie this week, but I'm going with a 16-year-old. Yeah, she's kind of like my adopted niece. Like I'm Auntie Vicky.
Okay.
So she comes to me sometimes. Like she doesn't come to me all the time, but she'll come to me for advice and stuff like that.
Is she excited to see Rob Zombie, or is she more of an Of Mice and Men girl?
I told her. I told her
Austin
mom. I'm like.
Carlisle.
I asked her mom, like, oh, would she, do you think she'd want to go to the show? Because I've been wanting to take her to a show. Mm-hmm. And she's like, honey, Rob Zombie were her lullabies when she was a baby. Like,
yes!
So when I texted her, I'm like, do you want to come to Rob Zombie with me? She's like, yes, yes. And she's the chillest kid ever. She's like, perma, like, just imagine a perma stoner, because she's just so like, whatever, man. She's just such a chill kid. So I'm super excited to like kind of like be with like hanging out with a 16-year-old, but I'm afraid of everything else. All the other 16-year-olds that may be there.
I asked for tickets. So if I do get tickets, can I have a ride?
Yes.
Because you have a new car. I know.
Okay, fair enough. We can go. We can ride together, because I'm very excited. I'm gonna goth all out.
I'm hoping that I get tickets to Brand New.
When are they playing? That's freaking a hard ticket to get.
I remember that. Yeah, a while ago I was trying to give out tickets for that, but I don't think I've forgotten.
You're trying to get tickets for it?
No, I was giving them away on my station, because we have like a bunch, you know, all this stuff. And I don't know. I'm really bad at giving away tickets. I don't know.
How are you bad?
I know somebody you can give the tickets
to. You just call us. We'll figure it out for you. Anyways, but we hope that you will be a new addition. You will join us for on the broadcast from time to time. Get some practice in here. But I did want to go back. So Melissa is a member of the podcast, hasn't been on in a minute because we usually record on Mondays, and she's at work being an adult.
So am I not.
It's your lunch break, so technically. So we haven't really looked at the messages. So we got one about almost a month ago from Cassian, our favorite German. And this actually goes back to the conversation we had about roommates and all that stuff. He says, let me zoom in because my eyes. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Cassian.
Oh. That is not a German accent, by the way. I just realized. Anyways, I've got to say, it's been nice to get a steady influx of podcasts again. Sorry that like this was a month ago and we haven't podcasted in like 2 weeks. So sorry, bro.
We're busy ladies.
You guys were talking about the taco truck dude and his jealousy. So when Sarah was talking about how he was all jealous of everything she was doing or hanging out, she was hanging out with a girlfriend. He's like, well, what friend are you hanging out with? She's like, it's a female friend. So, and shut up. And two, it's not none of your business. That's what Sarah said. We're not boyfriend, girlfriend. Sarah is definitely right, and he needs to call down and discuss his feelings. And as far as telling a significant other to stop hanging out with friends, you have the freedom to express your needs, but they have the freedom to leave all the same, as they are not happy being controlled. My personal opinion on jealousy is that it's pointless. If a person is going to cheat, then they will cheat, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if anything, you're more likely to drive them towards someone else by being so restrictive, which I think is true. It's like if you're not communicating and you're being kind of a douche, people aren't going to want to be with you, and they're going to want to be with somebody else. Yeah. He says, and as far as horrible roommates, I had a roommate in college that when he moved in, took the communal closet and filled it with all his crap and trash. He also never cleaned anything and brought dirty dishes to the kitchen, so we would have to raid his room for the dishes. Then throughout the year, we kept having mice problem, and we couldn't figure it out until he moved out. There was a mice nest in the closet where he dumped all his crap. Oh, good times, Cassie and the German. That is... Bleh.
I am sorry, Cassian.
That's horrible,
If you think you've ever had a horrible roommate, nothing like that.
Yeah, I had a mice circus in my closet. And,
did you?
No, that's just what... It's just... I don't know. Just the fact that that area was...
A complete nest.
I'm
thinking of the Ratatouille. Have you guys seen Ratatouille? Yeah. Where all the mice are up above?
Yeah. See, I'm kind of thinking of, like, Coraline.
Oh, I never saw that.
You said circus? Oh. Yeah. You've never seen Coraline?
No, I've only seen bits and pieces, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Heck, it's man. Really creepy. It's scary.
I don't know. It's kind of almost like, what was that movie? Rango? Jane? I don't know.
Django and Jane?
No, it was the one with Johnny Depp in it.
Rango.
Rango. Yeah, where it's just...
I haven't seen
it. It's an animated movie, but it's not really for kids.
That's what I was going for.
But I did find something. I posted this, like, we have a private Facebook page that we communicate to all the broadcast members.
You guys can't see.
No. I had a friend from high school try to get in the group. I'm like, no. Like, this isn't what, like, a fun girl group page where you can post your annoying posts all the time, girl. Probably why I unfollowed you. I posted this because I thought it was really funny. And it's right now, I feel like everyone is getting married. It is wedding season. Mm-hmm. Everyone's having babies or getting pregnant. It's all you see on Facebook. It's all you see everywhere. Do I sound bitter? Probably. Am I? Maybe a little bit. But I really am just kind of annoyed with it. So reading this kind of made me feel better. It says 16 surprising ways you didn't know you can get pregnant. Because God knows I'm not trying to get pregnant anytime soon.
Yeah.
Sage?
Hell to the no.
Yep,
ever.
Friday.
I never
I'm 19.
Get...
Yeah. You're 19?
I'm 19.
I thought you were older than
that. You do not look 19.
Why does every... Okay.
I thought you were 21.
People don't even card me. I'll just like... I don't drink, so it's not really a problem. So, but you know, I'm with my friends. I'll just straight up to the bar.
Bleep,
sit
bleep.
There. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Let's go right up to the bar, sit down. No one will question me, and I'll just order soda.
Fair nice. Enough. Hold on. Got to write down your swear, young lady.
I'm a bad influence. I'm a bad influence.
F*** it.
Damn it. I just moved the page, so I don't know what number it is.
Sorry.
I hate you.
Love you.
Anyways.
I just need to make her feel better about swearing, because it's really... not that big of a deal.
Yeah, you can tell.
You are doing the editing from now on, so screw you, and I'm going to cuss up a storm, and you're going to do the editing.
You can.
Anywho.
I haven't done on air or mic in a while.
You'll
so.
Have to learn.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, we have no intention of getting pregnant anytime soon, on purpose or on accident. So,
ever. Yeah.
Ever. Or ever. You don't want bibbis ever?
Never, ever.
Never, never. So no here's some things to complete. Like, to get the facts, so I got this from BuzzFeed. It says Mary Jane Meinking, who's a clinical professor of obstetrics, basically a gynecologist. She knows this crap. She over at Yale.
Something like
yeah.
that.
So take notes. And I have to find a way to eloquently say this. Without having to bleep myself. First way you didn't, you probably thought I can do this and I don't have to worry about getting pregnant because you can't get pregnant there. That.
Yeah, that.
You can get, can you get pregnant from it like out and see,
yeah.
You should stop talking, Sage. Because it's just going to be one giant bleep.
I mean, I didn't say anything bad in that last little train.
Well, I guess it was pretty vivid. But basically, that's what it's saying. It's like you can get pregnant when you do
back door.
I was gonna say rear window is another yeah. term that they use on the morning show. Rear window.
Rear window. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I guess if you go, you know, through the rear window, sometimes it just doesn't. It doesn't end up. The stuff that makes you pregnant doesn't just end up there. It could end up in the place where it could make a baby.
Yep.
So they're very close territory. Is basically what it's saying.
Playground next
if you
to a sewage.
Do that, wear a condom anyways.
Yeah, wear a condom. Because I feel like that's just messy. Number two, opening a condom with your teeth.
Don't do it.
I recently saw someone do this. One of my buddies, he like did that. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, what?
You're going to rip a hole through the thing.
Yeah. Like, and they're like, well, I didn't even put my teeth near the condom. I just did it on the wrapper. I'm like, yeah, but you don't know. And sometimes you're doing it hastily. You can't do that all the time. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's
bratty.
What I just don't. Never mind. I'm not going to pull a Sarah.
Don't use condoms. But you're in an actual monogamous relationship right now.
Yeah, so.
On birth control, so.
Yeah.
It does say, slow down in the heat of the moment. Rushing and using your teeth to get the dang thing open is a no-no. You can accidentally puncture the condom without realizing. And same goes with scissors. So it's
who
just,
would use scissors?
Why? Doesn't it have like little, it they have like little perforations.
Yeah.
It's not a bag of gummy bears.
Right. Okay, this one's also another hard one to say.
That's
number
my favorite
three.
Quote.
I love it. It's a bag of gummy bears. So sometimes you're kind of doing the deed without actually doing the deed, but you're wearing your clothes, right?
Yeah.
So that action, stop, Sage. I could see your face wanting
dry.
To say dry something.
Yes.
But that I could
bump.
Actually bump it and grind it. Yeah. So apparently, if it could still lead to pregnancy, because guess what? Your clothes are not made of lead. Stuff can leak through your clothing and get to where it needs to go, basically.
Those would be some avid little swimmers.
Right.
Those things are mutant.
All right. Speaking of mutants, this is scary. This is scary.
Uh-oh.
You can get pregnant when you're already pregnant.
What?
Mind blown. So it's a strange and very uncommon phenomenon called superfetation, which according to the doctor, it says when you're already pregnant, sometimes you can continue to ovulate and a second fertilized egg implants in the lining of the womb, resulting in a second pregnancy.
That would suck.
That would be so...
Because you would have to have, like, you'd go through labor and then, like, a few months later you go through labor. Or would you go through...
Or would they try to induce you like, and then just try to like C-section it out of you? I have no idea.
I feel like the bigger baby would like accidentally like squish the little baby somehow. Because like with twins, like, you know, they're similar size. So they would basically just like bump against each other.
But then like you get the, like, well, because you have identical twins share like one egg, one sac. But when it is fraternal, it's two eggs that were fertilized at the same time. So I'm wondering if that might be it. But if it's like a month or two, it's going to be a huge difference. I mean, if it's only a couple days or a couple weeks, then maybe it's not that big a deal. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That would be crazy.
Disclaimer, like, not doctors.
That would be crazy growing up and being like, oh, how old is your older or how much older is your older sister than you? Like 2 months. What?
It's like, oh, are you step siblings? Nope.
Nope. We were in the same womb at the same time.
Medical phenomenon. Another one is do not use oil-based lubes with condoms.
Nah, don't. Nah. They can, silicone-based lube can also erode silicone-based toys, so don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
FYI.
And never keep your silicone-based toys next to other silicone-based toys. Make sure all of your silicone-based toys are in their own little wrapper or bag or whatever. Don't put them together.
Get a nice little dust bag. Make it look fancy.
I actually have one. I have a Movember one.
Nice.
I don't know why. I just got it at the station. I washed it, and that is what I use to separate stuff. But here's the thing with like stuff like petroleum jelly or even baby oil, which I had back in a previous podcast years ago when Tahiti Steve, my roommate, and I had a podcast called Intern Radio. We did the condom challenge where we took like hand sanitizer and then we took like baby oil or whatever we had, like regular lotion, and we blew up a condom and we had to rub it until one of them popped. But I had that when I was in college. I took a human sexuality class and I was the volunteer, and the lady that demonstrated by blowing up a condom and gave me baby oil. She's like, rub this and just keep rubbing it all around the condom, and it popped like that.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry. There are so many different types of lube out there, and they are so you can get them.
They're so nice.
Like a Safeway.
Yeah.
Why would you use anything else?
Because you're lazy and cheap. Do not be lazy and cheap, people.
And apparently dried up.
Yep. So it's like, according to the doctor, it says these types of lubes can degrade latex and create microscopic holes in the condoms, increasing your chances of getting knocked up. This one also scares me. Fooling around in the tub without even having sex.
Yeah.
So you can get pregnant in the pool or bathtub. I'm thinking if it's not too hot, though.
I always date really hot, tall guys, so I can't get jiggy in the bathtub.
Fair enough. Me too, actually. It's very rare.
I used to force my ex, who's now kind of like my best friend anyway, but like he really likes baths, so we would just like squish down into like a tiny, like not even like one of those separate bathtubs, but just like one of those bathtubs at the bottom of a shower, just like stuff him down in there. And then me and
how tall is he?
He's like 6 foot.
And how tall are you?
Without the boots.
Does your boots make her look giant?
Yes.
Yeah, with the boots, I'm like 5'10". Without them, I'm somewhere between 5'4 and a half and 5'5".
That's still taller than me.
That's about my height.
But basically, you know, with being in the pool, that stuff can float around and can end up in there. It is not super likely, but it's not impossible.
Swimmy.
even if you take the pill regularly, you can still become pregnant.
Yep.
So it just basically,
I don't take the pill.
It's not 100%. Ever. So
do you know what's 100%?
Abstinence! I remember that in school.
It's dumb.
They try to scare you with all those STIs.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what that noise was.
I know. I'm like, are you having sex now? What's going on? That was a
that
weird
is
noise.
Not what I sound like.
I was going to say, I feel bad for your boyfriend. But I know for a fact he's a very lucky man. Hey, Sage. Mm-hmm. What's up? Number 8, another difficult one to say, but basically, if you... Let's say you're going out, you're having a good time. I'm trying to use a different metaphor. You have to wash your hands before you go eat or before you go do anything. You should wash your hands. So if you're hanging out over someplace, you know, in your general area or her general, and then go to her general area, you should probably wash up beforehand.
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
That never happens.
Well, I mean, like...
Nobody ever is like, oh, sorry, I have to go wash my hands before I...
Well, I've made guys do that. Diddle. Like, if we're doing stuff and he has to stuff in his hands, I'm like,
if
dude...
If he's got a puddle in his hands, yeah.
But it's like, okay, go wash up, bro, because I can't... Like, I'm not on birth control right now because my insurance
is
being silly.
What is he going
to
do, like...
I'm glad. Like, I think I'm going to leave that in there because people can't see what you did.
Yep, exactly.
Oh.
It's the beauty of podcasts. Nobody can see how disgusting.
But yeah, just go wash up. We got to wash up before we continue this. Or if you're wearing a condom, it's like, okay, either clean up or do some things. I don't want anything kind of floating around. Not leaving space at the tip of the condom. The condom has that stupid little tip.
Reservoir tip.
The reservoir tip. It's so it doesn't spill out the sides. Idiots.
Sorry. Well, it's also so that there's room at the front of it so it doesn't. Because if there's not room, and if the liquid goes, it can make it, like, liquid.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it can make it
Exploosh.
Pop.
Yep. 10, having sex with a man who has had a vasectomy. They're not 100%. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes they don't take effect immediately. So, just heads up.
Most of the time, they don't take effect immediately. They tell you it's, like, a couple of months, I think.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's what it says here. Analysis a couple months afterwards to see if he's totally in the clear. Yeah. Go to follow-up like, semen testings, analysis. Yeah. It is possible for the snipped areas to grow back together, too.
Mm-hmm.
11, it is possible to get pregnant even after you've had your tubes tied.
Yep.
Again. Having sex when it's that time of the month, you can still get pregnant. Up to the...
Do people really believe that?
That you can't?
Yeah.
Like, I know in high school I did. When I took the human sexuality course, it's like... semen can live in a vagina for up to 5 to 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, heads up. That is medical. I'm allowed to say it that way.
Yep.
If you take the morning after pill, it is not 100% effective, but it is it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Not that I would know.
You can get a prescription for it, though.
Yeah.
Holy Jesus.
Depending on, this is actual good advice. If you are a student or somebody who doesn't make a whole lot of money, if you go to your local Planned Parenthood and they see how much money you make, like they'll be like, oh, how much do you make a month or whatever? You can get it for a discounted price, if not free.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Heads up. Using old condoms, especially those who have been exposed to hot or cold temperatures.
If you do, then you do not deserve to reproduce.
Or just have sex. You should just be like, no, honey, you don't get to have sex with people. You're just by yourself.
I'm so sorry you're down. No.
But yes, too hot or too cold, it's going to compromise the condom. Don't put it in your wallet either. I've seen guys do that, and I'm just sitting here like, guy friends, I'm like, are you kidding?
They pull it out, and it's all like wrinkled, and...
There's a ring in their wallet. Yeah. If there's a ring in your wallet, that may not be a good thing, bro.
There better be like a silver dollar coin in there or something. Magic trick. Pull it from behind my ear.
I would love to see that. Just like, hey, and then... just like behind your ear. Here's a condom.
Oh my God, that's amazing. tracking your fertility is another one. So fertility awareness, like I had a friend who did this for many years. She didn't use any kind of birth control. She was married. She would track everything between her temperature every morning, when she was ovulating, everything like that.
Was she trying to get pregnant?
No. And she eventually did, but many years went by before she actually got pregnant. But it's a good idea to understand your body, know approximately when you're going to ovulate, but it doesn't guarantee that it's going to keep you from conceiving. But it doesn't hurt to know.
I feel like that's just too much work.
Right. 16, having sex when you're breastfeeding. Obviously not at the same time.
That would be funny.
Yeah, it's like...
And slightly disturbing.
Yeah, there's people that think, oh, if I'm breastfeeding, then it's going to help me from getting pregnant. No, my aunt got pregnant 2 months after she had my cousin.
Who are you breastfeeding?
Right. Just kidding. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But there is, there's families that have babies born 10 months apart from each other, and that blows my mind. My cousins aren't even 12 months apart from each other.
God,
so you can still get pregnant even if you haven't started, you know, your regular cycles again, you still can get pregnant, so.
Yeah, I think I saw the story a little while ago when I was looking for stuff for news, and it was like this lady that had 3 sets of twins in 26 months.
Oh, yeah.
And she lost one of them.
Stop reproducing. That's too many.
Yeah, that's like an entire family right there in like...
That's a soccer team.
A little over 2 years.
It's a soccer team. With 2 parents and 9 kids.
Oh, God. Well, those are just the twins. We're not even... We don't know if she has any other kids. Do you remember if she did or not?
No, the entire article, you know, just so focused on the fact that she had 3 sets of twins into it. That just sounds painful. I don't want to... I don't like it. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Hot dog down a hallway.
Lisa must be comfortable, right?
Sure.
Okay, so here. I think I found the article. Yep. It was in Kansas City...
Well, that explains it.
They call, says she, Denisha says, they call me double trouble. And every time I get pregnant, it's double trouble.
Then stop getting pregnant.
Oh, you don't want to know how old she is. Guess.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me she's like 28.
She's 20.
She's 20 set of twins.
Okay, yeah, I didn't say that.
Danisha Couch, 20, has given birth to 3 sets of fraternal twins in just over 2 years, all without fertility drugs. And she says caring for young children is hard work, but she loves being a mom and calls it an honor.
Because you're a child.
You're still
a kid.
You little bab. You older than me, but you bab.
It's like I'm 26 and I don't even like.
It's like I feel blessed because some women I've met in my lifetime can't even have kids. I'm like that. What?
No. Yeah,
that's not a blessing, honey.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you gonna put all those kids through college? Sorry, I'm getting really existentialist over here. So.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Calm my ish down.
Or anything. All right, let's shift some gears, actually. We were talking about babies and all that fun stuff that comes with it.
Ew.
Yeah, that.
But it's pregnancy season. People are busting out their babies or they're, you know, busting out the pregnancy test because everyone seems to be pregnant right now. But everyone seems to be getting engaged right now, too. Everyone from high school, everyone's either getting married again. I have a close friend that just got engaged last week. And I found this other one. It's this is what peoplely.
Wow.
I can speak
did
today.
Did you just stroke?
A little bit. I think I did. Let me restart. Take two. This is what people secretly regret about their proposals.
Interesting.
Cool. One guy is like, that I proposed to the wrong girl.
Oh, well, that's obvious.
Well, like, I'm wondering, like, is it weird that my first thought when I read that was, who did you think it was? Like, was she wearing a mask? Like,
were you at a ball?
Like, what did, like, but then I'm like, oh, wait, I got it. I was talking to somebody recently and they said that I'm like, well, how did you end up, you know, knowing she was the one, your wife, and proposing and all that? He's like, well, after a year of dating, she told me she wanted me to propose and made me propose and told me what ring she wanted. And I proposed to her and we got married and she told me exactly how she wanted the wedding. And I'm like, wow.
I'm a psycho.
Control freak.
Balls in purse. In like a freaking locked cage that you will never see again.
Oh my God. So I'm like, I want that ish to be on his terms.
Yes.
And I want it to be like not necessarily a complete surprise, but I don't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Like you want, like I like the idea of I want it to be one, like talk about it in the sense of, hey, like we would like to get married at some point.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Because like that terrifies me. I had a ex-boyfriend who we talk about. Yeah, I want to get married one day, and he wanted to get married real soon.
Oh.
Oddly enough, he got engaged 4 months after we broke up. So it's working out for him. Someone's getting divorced. That doesn't make me sound bitter at all. That's the one thing I hate right now is that I can't make a joke. I can't say anything because I am the single friend. So anything I say is going to come off bitter. I'm like, I would be saying this if I was in a relationship or if I was married. But then you'd be saying, oh, you're bitter because you're not going through it again. It's like there's no winning. As women, we always look bitter and we always look like bitches. I'm just a
psycho
bitch.
And crazy.
I just want to be like an annoying little T word. Like I'm just annoying. I'm not really mad. I'm not happy. I am. Anyways, but
rant over.
So rant over. All right.
I love you, Vicky.
We all love you.
Thank you.
We love you because you're bitter.
My favorite thing is that, and we've had our rock girl Amber. We've had her on the podcast before. She had this tattoo, and I really loved it. It was a heart, and it said bitter over it, and because you know, bitter of her heart. Break her heart, whatever, but yeah. I thought it was awesome. Now she just travels the world and she's just an awesome human being. So, who has
jealousy?
Yeah, right. Now I'm bitter because of that. That's what I'm bitter about. I don't get to travel with her. That I didn't get a speech or a reason why he wanted to marry me, just a simple question and didn't get on one knee till I made him. So, that's kind of a crappy proposal. It's just like,
that doesn't seem heartfelt at all.
It just feels like we should probably do this for tax purposes or something. Let's just get married.
No. Sorry, bro. How about you try again?
Like, it doesn't have to be super elaborate, but it does have to be heartfelt, I think.
Yeah, I mean, just, like, some sweet words. At least get down the knee.
Yeah, I mean, like, with my ex, if I was going to imagine, like, just knowing him, you know, like, the way he would do it, he'd try to do the romantic sappy thing, because that's, like, what I like. I just, like, I'd, like, take me out to dinner and...
Buy me flowers. Let's get dressed up.
Yeah, and it's actually me giving him flowers. I have a weird thing about that. But then, yeah, it would be like just, the proposal itself, if I was imagining it based on his personality, would just be sitting on the couch. He's like, hey, we should get married. I don't know. Like,
would you be okay with that? Or is that just what you imagine he would be?
That's what I would imagine, because like he and he's also a pretty cheesy romantic himself. So it, you know, it's like a romantic gestures, but then the actual proposal itself, just like super cash, would be just like, we should get married, or just like, will you marry me? Just like casually looking at me, I'm like, oh, okay. That's a weird question to ask me.
What 18? Have you thought of your proposal that you thought of, Sage? Like, what would like, what's an idea? I know you want him to do it, but what, like, when you have imagined it, what would you what have you thought of?
Honestly, something private. And yeah. Then the thing that I would love is to have like something planned afterwards, like a party of some sort with friends and family.
Oh,
because yeah. I've had a couple of friends that have had that, and it just kind of like makes the day way more special, because then you get to kind of share it with all of these other people on the day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Romantic, sweet.
I like the idea. My friend almost did this. Like when you do have your engagement party, because there's so many freaking parties, by the way, that go along with getting married, because you have your engagement party,
bridal
shower, and then your bachelorette party, which I don't think my friend's listening. I have to rant about that in a sec. A bachelorette party that I have coming up. But it's just, there's just so much to do. Actor Daniel Franzese, he was, I think, the gay friend in Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that. He proposed to his boyfriend in a Starbucks.
Yeah, he proposed to his boyfriend in a Starbucks because that's exactly where they met.
That is really cute.
And yeah, I thought that was very, very sweet. So
I'll have to tell you something kind of like that off of the air.
All right, fair enough. Another one from this list, it's from the Whisper site, so it's a bunch of, like, confessions. It was done over Skype, which I kind of think that's how my roommate Tahiti Steve, him and his girl got engaged, because they basically had to do it they want to get married, but they can't really have a wedding first because they can't afford it, but they want to be together. So they have to get married first, and then they'll have their wedding eventually. And so they didn't really have a traditional engagement.
She lives out of country.
She lives in a different country. She lives in Saudi Arabia. So there was no real, everyone's like, oh, how did you propose? It was, hey, we should get married. Okay, so the day they said engaged on Facebook was the day they put in the paperwork. That was their engagement. Like, they were like, okay, now we're engaged. We're officially in the process of trying to get married. Because it's not just planning a wedding. It's the actual process and paperwork to get married for
them. It takes like 2 years.
Yeah, well, I think supposedly like she should be coming down. I think they've been doing this for almost a year.
Yeah.
But I think anywhere between October, November, December is when they should be getting married.
Nice.
It was done too soon. We wish we would have waited before we rushed into it and married so quickly. I've had, ex-boyfriend. He wanted to get married. Like, after 2 weeks, he's like, I think I'm going to marry you. I think that's awesome. I would love to marry you. Like, 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm connecting with you. Great. This is awesome. But I'm not going to, idiot.
Honestly, like, I'm not going to date you if I don't see some sort of future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my dad told me once, he was like, you're going to be the girl who like meets a guy, falls in love, he falls in love with you, and then like a year later,
no,
everything will happen. And I'm just like, all right, dad, whatever. You're paying for it. So
yeah, it's like, whatever you want, bro. This person says he didn't make a big deal out of it. And I wanted a photographer and to look nice. And I look like crap and we have no photos. Well, aren't you glad if you look like crap, you have no photos? You're fine. Here is a tip though, guys, if you're going to do it, it's the internet world, especially if your girl likes this, go get your nails did. That's exactly.
Girlfriend, have her mom, have your mom, whatever.
If you're gonna ask, especially if you ask her parents for permission, which I think is still a classy move, I think that's kind of awesome.
Oh, yeah. To future husband, you better do that. Yeah. Otherwise, my dad will hunt you down. Sorry.
Yep. But no, it is a perfect idea because she will be pampered. Her nails are going to look great. And she's going to want to take a million pictures. So,
and if you have a really good sense of humor, go get your nails done with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be awesome. It's like, hey, like I've known guys that do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I like the idea of a photographer, a secret photographer. You don't have to go all out. You don't, like, don't recreate it. Just take a
couple
pictures.
Somebody in the bushes.
Pretty much. Or something like at a restaurant, just pretend they're photographing the restaurant, whatever it is you do. Yeah. I think it's sweet because I like the reactions, or even the wedding pictures when you look at the guy's face when she comes down the aisle. I think that's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but definitely like the reaction when he gets down on the knee.
Yes,
like on her face.
So
I would be like,
it'd be the prettiest ugly crying face ever.
freaking Kim Kardashian.
Ugh.
Ooh.
So this person says that he did it at Christmas. It's so cheesy to cross over events. And I was sick as a dog and wearing pajamas. Zero romance.
Okay, I'm fine with the holiday thing.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you're around family. Like,
yeah,
that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
But the sick as a dog. Like, yeah, just
she's
wait.
Sick. Yeah, I know you probably planned it and you were excited. All the family knew. But just wait. I see, for me, I don't want anybody else to know. I want as few people to know about it as possible because I like my privacy. I want to be able to revel in my excitement by myself with my significant other. I would want that for a little while before everyone else knew. I don't know.
Yeah,
thoughts?
That and, like, I feel like with the Christmas season, because this actually just happened to my cousin, on top of the fact that she had only been dating him for, like, a month before.
Ugh.
But, no, like, he proposed to her, like, right in the heat of Christmas season. And then, you know, she's all excited and stuff. And then, like, a month later, they called it off. It's, like, just...
Of course they did. They were dating for a month.
Yeah, and it's, like, just... They were dating for a month, and then, like, the holiday season, you know, everyone's happy, and it's joy and Christmas and gingerbread.
Pumpkin spice, everything.
Exactly. And then you're all happy and high on whatever
the Christmas
heck you
spirit.
Get high on. Yeah, yeah. Christmas spirit, let's put it that way.
High on snowflakes.
All them snowflakes falling from the sky. But then it's like, I feel like you get like this
reality,
false
yeah.
sense yeah, of security in your relationship because you're both just so happy off the holiday season. And then it comes crashing down in January and you're
when
like,
you get your bills and you get
yeah.
everything.
Well, yeah. you're still in that honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Like
the honeymoon phase lasts like at least 6 months, I think.
Yeah, I would say like you need to be like, because my ex, I thought I was, you know, wanted to marry him type of a thing. And that was around the time that the 6 month point happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That I was like, I'm into this. I could see it going there. But before that, it's like, it's just too...
It's too new
and
yeah.
it's too
yeah.
perfect. We haven't fought. I don't know.
No, don't yeah. do it. Wait at least 2 years, I think. Depending on your age. I used to think when I was younger, when I was 21, I wanted to wait 5 years. Now that I'm getting older, I'm like, okay, that time's kind of.
Yeah.
The eggs aren't so fresh anymore.
I'm just like, I'm after like 6 months. 6 months is my bare minimum. And even at that point, I might be like.
Right. A few more years. This one's funny. He, during the proposal, he knelt straight into some dog poop.
Oh!
If that ain't a sign, I don't know what is.
Love is like a fart. If you have to force it, it's probably crap.
Yep.
Yeah. I like that. I'm going to use that.
I feel bad for, I didn't make it up, by the way. She's like, that I didn't make him ask me properly. I'd waited 13 years for him to like the idea. So when he finally decided it wouldn't be too bad, I said yes before he could change his mind.
That 13 years?
That does not sound healthy. Something here in, like, you had to, like, convince him to do it. And then you just said yes before he could change his mind.
If you've been together for 13 years and he hasn't proposed to you. He doesn't want to be with you. He's yeah. just with you for the convenience.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, God.
Because I kind of have a few friends like that where they've been together for a while, and one of them wants to get married and the other one doesn't. And I've told them, like, you both need to communicate because I'm hearing your side of the story and I'm hearing your side of the story. You need to figure your crap out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I told them, like, hey, this might have to happen soon. Otherwise, you're going to have to, it's going to end and it's going to be crappier the later it is. And one of them said, well, we've already been through A, B, C, and D together, so regardless, it's going to feel like a divorce. I'm like, shh.
Well, I mean...
It's even worse, because you're taking away time for them to go find who they want to be with, who they should be with.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to get married and your partner does, but you love them enough, you will marry them, because it's something important to them.
Yeah, or if you really love them, stop torturing them and let them go find somebody that's going to give them what they
yeah,
want.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can't provide... Let it go. Sorry.
This person says, my husband didn't take into account anything that I liked or wanted. I appreciate that he did what he did. He just didn't think about me when he did it. I'm not flashy at all. And that's the thing. If you have a flashy girl, she might want the flashy jewelry. She'll want the big elaborate proposal. She'll want, you know, the big fancy wedding. But if some girls just want to know that you love them and it doesn't have to be flashy, and don't think that because she is a girl, she needs that flashiness, because it's going to make it bad.
If it's not her personality, don't do it.
Yeah. This person says that I found out before he proposed he wanted it to be a big surprise. Like, do you tell him at that point or what do you do? My cousin, we were chatting. Her boyfriend let it slide that. So they were going to go to Thailand this year, but they decided to save some money and wait till next year to go. And he let it slide that during the Lantern Festival they're going to go see, he's going to propose.
How did he let that slide?
I think he really just wanted to tell her.
I'm terrible at, like, secrets when it comes to surprising somebody. I cannot keep it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can keep it if it's somebody else, like if I'm not the person.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I'm not the person with the surprise, like giving the surprise, I can keep it. But if I have the surprise, it's, I'm just like, I just want to tell you. Can I just please tell you?
It's like when I buy presents for anyone. I'm like, I got you an awesome present. Let me tell you. Just open it now. Yes. My birthday's in 10 days. Open it now.
I don't care. Just open it. I want to see your face.
This person says that I had to force it out of him after 4 years.
Again.
On Christmas. Again, on Christmas.
You don't force that stuff out of people. It makes it like you're, disingenuous.
You're divorce. Like, I sometimes have like little bets in my head. I'm like, when are you getting divorced? This makes me sound like a garbage person. And I'm okay with that. It's like, because you're not, you don't listen, like when I, like I have friends, I'm like, you're not listening to logic, you're just listening to, hey, this will be fun to Facebook and Instagram later.
Yeah, like, you just want to put a ring on it.
Mm-hmm. Not for the sake of being in a relationship. You want a ring on it so you can show it off to the world.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is amazing. So this is how their proposal went down. It was in a safari exhibit. And when I went down to get on one knee, a monkey ran up and bit me on the ass.
I mean, that's kind of cool. Trip to the ER for a rabies shot.
Right. This person probably should have gone to the ER. I'm surprised he didn't. It says, my husband didn't propose. He just told me we're getting married and I shouldn't let him know what ring I wanted. I wanted to slap him, but I love him, so whatever. It's like, so he wasn't going to get you a ring? He's like, oh, we're getting married. That was it.
Decision.
Do not like.
Do you call him daddy in the bedroom?
I feel like that would be the person who would. Oh, I don't like that. I just heard of a song, side note. I know this is kind of old. It's a 70s song. It's called Daddy Cool. And I downloaded this album from a band called Placebo who did a bunch of covers.
Oh, I love Placebo.
And I'd never heard of them up until last week. Yeah. Right?
They were on my...
Well, that was, oh yeah, that was one of them.
Yeah, they were on my list of songs that I have sex to.
I totally forgot that one. But I downloaded all their covers and Daddy Cool's on there. And it's like so creepy, but I love it. It's like, Daddy Cool.
Placebo is so creepy.
Anyways.
Perfect.
Next one, that had happened in the shop, so there wasn't a major fuss made, and I knew it was coming, but I would have still liked to have gone to dinner afterwards, not just straight home. Didn't even get laid. So I'm guessing they meant, like, there's like a piece of pizza in the background of this picture. So I'm guessing it was at the pizza shop.
I would get down on my knees after he got down on one knee. Just saying.
But you have to do a good job. You have to do something that's...
Yeah. Like, if you did a good job, I'd be like, mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus. But I mean, like, and again, it's not so much that you have to put a bunch of like elaborate, expensive, crazy thought or anything like that into this. It's just
thought.
Don't be like that guy that said, we're getting married. Yeah. You're not getting sage action from that.
No.
Just show that you know the person you're talking to.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know what they like, why are you marrying them?
Yeah, right. Why do you want to marry them? My husband proposed to me while I was playing Mario. I wish it would have been something a little more elaborate. Like, do something involving Mario if she liked Mario so much. Oh, this is great. That I headbutted him while he was getting up, and the fact that we were hiding it from his parents until he buys the actual ring he proposed with, his favorite ring that doesn't fit me. So she headbutted him and they were trying to hide it from everyone. So I'm guessing he was walking around with a big old black eye. It's like, what happened there? She hits me.
I fell down the stairs. Oh. Damn right you did.
Oh, he proposed while having makeup sex. I guess me leaving really scared him.
Oh.
All right, I have one more and then we're going to wrap it up. Apparently Taryn cannot make it.
That's all right.
He was going to do it on the beach, but he got searched at the airport security, so he had to do it then. Wasn't romantic, but looked back, it was a special moment. We did get a free upgrade, though. So he got searched, and so the ring probably popped down. He's like, oh, crap, I'm going to have to do this here.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's kind of cute.
Yeah, that was taken out of his control.
That feels like something out of like a rom-com or something like that.
Yeah, it really does. Like being so nervous and being like, oh my God.
Oh, anyways.
Oh my God, the ring's not a bomb, I promise.
So, side note, go to my Facebook page, the Vicky Barcelona fan page. I posted a really hot gif of Aquaman.
Oh, you're welcome, ladies. God.
You're welcome.
Aqua call.
Anywho, so while we're more excited about Aqua Call. Yes, mm-hmm. Drago.
Call Drago.
Than we are about babies and or marriage or proposals. So we're going to, on that note, we're going to go.
Yeah, just give me a sexy man. We're good.
We're going to go to the bathroom for a second. We'll be in our bunks.
Okay. I have to go back to work.
Well.
Okay. And I don't mean that kind of work.
I'm like, you got 2 minutes, right? I'm kidding. I'm going home. Screw this.
Have fun. All right.
Well, until next time, guys. See you later.
Bye. Bye.